Even though the bushfire season and the fire danger season has been wheeled back now, fire is something that we need to be aware of, particularly around the home heading into the cooler months. Paul Tangy from the CFA is with us with a few good tips. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you both?
Very well.
Very well, thank you. Paul, it's a thing that people perhaps don't think of. What's the danger? There's no bushfires around, are there?
No, that's right. Exactly, Steve. The danger is within the home, and every single appliance that you're using has the potential to contribute to a fire if we're not using it correctly. So when I say that, I'm talking about electric items, I'm talking about the open fireplace, the fire pit outside, the gas that you're using, if you don't use it correctly. And unfortunately, right across Victoria, more people die in house fires each year than they do in bush or grass fires. And that's a reality. But everybody seems to think that fire is only during summer or during the hot months. And being that the fire restrictions within the city of Greater Bendigo have ended this morning at 1 a.m, it means that right across our region now, the fire restrictions have ceased. And we need to turn our attention to safety within the home.
Okay, so what sort of suggestions, what sort of tips do people need to sort of be triggered on?
Well, the first one is at the end of Easter, when it was the end of daylight saving, change your clock and check your smoke alarm battery. So that was over a week ago, so people should have by now checked their smoke alarm, tested it, changed that battery and made sure it's in good working order. Make sure that before you use your heater, regardless of how it's heated, whether it be gas, electricity or wood-fired, make sure that you've checked it, that you've cleaned it, that it's in working order, that it's not going to contribute to a fire. And by that, I'm talking about things like taking the cover off the front while it's turned off, taking the filter out and making sure that that's been cleaned free of any lint or dust. Make sure that if it's being turned on and the motor is working, that it's not having to work overtime to do what the item is manufactured to do. Make sure that it's safe for people within your home. Make sure that there's no leakage of gas. Smell and check and make sure. And make sure that you've cleaned the covers on either your ducted or your roof heating units. Make sure that those covers within the roof, because a lot of people close them up over summer, which is fair enough. When you open them again, you want to make sure that the airflow can get through so that the heater is working the way it's meant to.
Mm. So, look, all of these make, you know, perfect sense, Paul, but how many people are actually doing it? Do you think the educational side of it is still very much needed to make people aware of this?
Yeah, we need to remind people, I guess, more than anything. Rather than the educate, we need to remind that it's time to do it. Because as we've seen, we just go straight from the hot weather into the cold snap. So we need to make sure that we're well prepared. Now, it could be anything within the home that you're using that you may not have used for a period of time. I always use examples like the vacuum cleaner. People that have a bag within the vacuum know that they need to empty that bag. And if you're not emptying that bag, then the vacuum is working overtime for the motor to run to do what it's supposed to do. So it's no different for your heater, no different for your toaster that accumulates all the crumbs in it, no different for the oven or the stove if there's a lot of fat and spills around. Make sure that it's working the way it's intended to be.
Okay. Yep, wise words indeed. As always, Paul, listen, thanks very much for that. Take care, and we'll talk to you again very soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, fellas.